Canadians will be hoping that Olympian Zachary Clay's gymnastic skills are a lot better than his surprise party detection. Walking out of his training home at Twisters Gymnastics, the now 29-year-old Clay looked up and was stunned to see dozens of family, friends, teammates and supporters gathered with tents, food, cake and drink. At a surprise shushing face birthday, at Olympic celebration for local gymnast Zachary Clay at Twisters in Abbotsford. Clay is part of the men's team for at Team Canada at Paris 2024 later this month. It's the first time Canada has sent a men's team since 2008. pic.twitter.com/xwdjqrjkbq. Ben Lipka. At Ben Lipka, July 5, 2024. Clay was told his parents were coming to meet him at the gym and they would go meet other friends and family later that afternoon for his birthday. So my parents came in, I talked to them and then my coach talked to me for about 15 minutes and then I came out and, yeah, everyone was here, he said, laughing. It was so special. The man has arrived and he's surprised. pic.twitter.com/app35newvlog. Ben Lipka. At Ben Lipka, July 5, 2024. He was officially announced as part of the Canadian men's gymnastics team for the 2024 Paris Summer Olympics Games on June 28. That announcement came after Clay and his teammates finished fourth at the 2023 Artistic World Championship event in Belgium. His performance on the pommel horse at that event helped Canada qualify and it marks the first time for the team to qualify for the Games since 2008. Clay said he feels good with the event just a few weeks away. My body is actually feeling really good, no injuries anywhere, he said. So I'm really happy with that. And I think we have a really good team this year. The guys have been kept really hungry for greatness and have been working really hard for a long time. I think we're prepared to show something great at these games. The team event at the games will see Clay compete in the pommel horse and he may suit up in other events if necessary. The only unfortunate part of the experience is that the team will not participate in the opening or closing ceremonies. Clay explained that his competition occurs the morning after the opening ceremonies and the team expects to leave Paris before the event concludes. He's been training at Twisters since the age of 9 and credited it as a big reason for why he's developed into an Olympic athlete. Pretty much I consider this place a second home, he said. And everyone here is like a second family. Sometimes it feels like I am here more than I am at home. Clay was born in Langley, but now calls Chilliwack home. He said he hasn't thought a lot about his future after the games, but that he likely wants to continue competing and remain involved in the sport. Twisters club director and head coach Richard Akeda said he is extremely proud of Clay. For our club to have an athlete who is going to the Olympic Games is a rare and amazing thing, he said to those gathered. I coached Zachary from when he was 9 years old and he has always worked hard. He came back from an ACL injury too, so the fact that all the hard work, dedication and perseverance that he's gone through, I just want to congratulate him. Akeda competed in gymnastics at the 1996 Summer Olympics Games and also gave credit to the staff, teammates and volunteers at Twisters for helping Clay on his journey. The event also featured remarks from City of Abbotsford Deputy Mayor Dave Lawen, Abbotsford South MLA Bruce Banman and City of Langley Councillor Steve Ferguson. Clay leaves for France on July 14 and the artistic gymnastics competition gets going on July 27.